Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Let's have three cheers for springtime and the reopening of the farmers markets. Now, this is a time for early abundance with all those delights of what the Italians call the primavera. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, one of the first things we can indulge ourselves with are greens for our salads.
Yes. I mean, we were just underneath the JFX, the official opening of the market Sunday.
Right.
And spring greens. So let's not be confused, because I always am. There is a vegetable called spring green.
I didn't know that.
It's a cabbage. It's a loosely, it's not a heading cabbage. It's a loose, I don't know if we grow a lot of it in this country. You see it in Europe a lot. But the idea of this show, when we talked about it, was basically things that are green early in spring.
Mm-hmm.
Like these different lettuces. And I break them into two types. True lettuces, like, or true softer greens that we can basically use for salad, or a more hearty spring green that we can cook with and do things with. Salad first. A variety of lettuce called little gems. Have you seen this?
No.
I know they're out there. I saw them at the market. You know butter lettuce.
Sure, yeah.
Big kind of, but soft. Little gems are exactly the same as butter lettuce, but half the size is the head. The leaves are a little bit crisper, and they're way sweeter, especially because it's cooler out. They're a lovely green to find, perfect in salads. We know that we can get escarole all year round. It's such a lovely bitter green. But in the spring, when it's cool, baby heads of escarole have lost a lot of their bitterness. They're sweet, they are tender, and they kind of are reminiscent of a leaf lettuce that has a little more structure.
Right.
So look for some early coming escarole.
And let's remind folks why the early things are so sweet.
The cooler the weather, as any of these, well, watercress is the next thing I thought we should put on this list. Mostly what we are able to buy is garden cress, not the true wild watercress that if you find any stream in Maryland this time of year, there's watercress growing all around it. The longer it stays in the ground, the warmer it gets. The sugars are converted to bitter components as the plant matures, natural sort of protection from predators.
Sure, yeah.
Right? So yes, we want to find these things small, but watercress and cress is something I think it's always overlooked. I think it adds such a delightful bitterness to salads. It's very full of water, very lovely to have. Turgid, almost a crispiness.
Yeah, that's really very nice. Distinctive flavor.
I agree. And again, very common, and you'll see it at the market. Let's talk about some of the things that we can cook with. Dandelion greens.
I was never sure to take that seriously. I guess I should.
Correct. As a young child, I remember I had that little pronged fork that my father sent me in the lawn with to, to push out, to kill the dandelions.
I
was
doing that today.
Yes, right? They are dark green and famously bitter, right? But when you cook them and saute them or blanch them and put them in stews, they lose their bitterness and have a great sort of round red green sort of texture that's really just lovely to, to enjoy. Another thing we buy year-round, but that is at its peak in the spring, is broccoli rabe.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So young broccoli rabe, I mean, if you're an Italian, as your entire life, you blanched it and then sauteed it with garlic and olive oil. But it is an incredibly sort of versatile green. It can be tossed into pasta dishes. It can be cooked into stews. It's lovely. And then the one thing you really have to look for are wild nettles, which are actually called stinging nettles.
Right.
Because of the sparkly, the prickly pines. Try them. Saute them. Put them on pizza, pasta. They're great.
Jerry, a lot to work with there. A lot of great ideas. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.